direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have about 20 minutes to spend together, give or take a couple, and several things on my mind, but I see you're gearing up to vote, so we'll get there in a moment, but I had to share this with you. I insist that John read labels, because there's so many things I just do not want him to ingest, and there are many things that I refuse to ingest, hard to believe, me of Mexican Coke fame. However, he came across a pumpkin pie. And it's from Slovacek. So, okay, West Texas. It's in the city of West Texas. It's actually about 20 miles north of Waco. But anyhow, Slovacek's pretty good. All right, the pumpkin pie. He said, yeah, I want to read you the ingredients. All right. Pumpkin, whole milk, sugar, eggs, glucose, liquid margarine. Right there, I said, stop. He says, oh, no, you need to hear them all. Okay. Liquid and hydrogenated soybean oil, water, salt, vegetable, mono and diglycerides, soy, lecithin, sodium benzoate, preservatives, citric acid, natural and artificial flavor, calcium, salt, cinnamon, finger, nutmeg, potassium sorbate, milk, soy, and egg. Finger? First thing I think, well, I guess if you disclose it, you can have it. But probably not more than 1% unless it's a meat product, right? So I of course, immediately went online and said, what is the deal? And sure enough, my suspicions were confirmed. yeah. Some people were saying, you know, it's easier to just print a new label than to get the finger out. If there is some horrible incident, no, it's ginger misspelled. It's got to be a typo because the F and the G are next to each other, and probably there is some ginger in it. But for a minute there, finger, nutmeg, potassium sorbate. Yeah, so I said, look, we didn't even have to get to the body parts. The liquid margarine and liquid and hydrogenated soybean oil was a killer for me. All right, and that was not a typo, but I just had to laugh about that. So with that in mind, we are also laughing on the world's worst hit records. And in fact, Carol's tabulating and doing a marvelous job at this. And she warned me about something that I wanted to share, and that's that they are the world's worst hit records, as I keep saying. It can be any genre, any decade, but it has to be a hit. Now, that means that it's appearing on a national chart. It doesn't have to be number one by any means. Hell, it can be number 40. And occasionally we even make a couple things below that, you know, like DOA by Blood Rock, an exception. But the problem is, and I agree with Carol wholeheartedly, is that we don't want to go down the road of universally recognized songs that are not hits. They never charted. So such as Tomorrow from Annie. Yeah, and Streisand did a version on Songbird. It was an album in 1978, but it wasn't released as a single, so it doesn't qualify. And I agree with her. Now, she confirms what I thought Idina Menzel did do, Let It Go, and even though that is from Frozen, it peaked at number 5 on the Billboard's Hot 100. So that absolutely does qualify. All right, so making sure we all understand the terms. It can be any genre, any decade, but it has to be a hit record, not just something from a movie or a TV show, no matter how much you hate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh, and we are going to kick it off with Elizabeth in Rock Falls. Elizabeth, it's been a while. Welcome back to WGN.
I know. It's been a long time.
Well, how is Mr. Chubbs?
He's been very naughty. Oh. He got into my Christmas presents in the closet and chewed up a bunch of stuff. So.
Oh, no. Was it edible?
No, just he likes cardboard and paper.
Oh. Well, that's all right for his diet, but not okay for your wrapping.
No.
Poor Mr.
But this goes right along with it. I think it was a top hit. I'm not sure who let the dogs out.
Oh, yes, the Baja Men. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add it to the list.
Actually, it was a good message. It was a terrible song, but it was a good message.
All right.
So they were talking about men who were catcalling women.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said the other night, the only reason I know this song is because they did it in the Mummers Parade. But that's about it. But yes, the who let the dogs out? Who? Yeah, right, exactly.
And the video was even worse. Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics where I think the party was nice, the party was pumping. Hey, yippee, yo, yo, right, and everybody having a ball. Okay, what happened? All right, girls responding to the call. Well, all right, I should have listened to the words more carefully. All right, we've added it to the list. What else you got for me?
Well, you used to live in Rockford, is that right?
Yes, I did. I did. I worked at 3901 Brendan Wood, and I lived on Travertine Trail.
Okay.
Why I remember this, I don't know.
Did you ever go to the Coronado Theater?
Yeah.
Well, I went. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter-in-law took me to a play.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been to any big venue like this for a long time. So I walk in the door, and this guy's got the wand going up and down my side.
Oh, God.
My right side, everything was okay. And he went down my left side, and he said, "What have you got in your pocket?"
Oh, no.
And I reached in my sweater pocket, and I had a breath mint and a Kleenex.
Right.
And he said, no, lower, down lower.
Oh, no.
And I said, "Well, I have a steel pin in the shaft of my femur. Is that right?" What you're talking about?
How did he react to that?
He tapped my shoulder and he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Oh man, that's hilarious. Well, yeah, that's quite the place, and the Coronado Performing Arts Center. And I know they at the time it was built in the 20s, it cost about $1.5 million just to build it then. And of course, they brought it back to it became on the National Landmark in 79, I think, and they really spiffed it up and as a restoration project.
It's very ornate.
Yeah. I know I was gone by the time it had reopened. I think it reopened in 2001, and that was like a $20 million restoration project. That was a big deal. But it's one of only two remaining theater organs with a dragon design.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You see what I remember from? Yeah, I remember Rockford. You know that, and and fast food. So beefaroo. But anyhow, yes, the organ is under the care of the Land of Lincoln Theater Organ Society. Don't you know? Yeah. Hmm. So that's.
Well, the play was. There were 2,400 people there.
Uh huh.
And the play was called The Thorn.
Uh huh.
And it was pretty much the life of Christ, but it was like a Las Vegas production.
Really?
With special effects and lighting and thunderous music. And when they did the baptism scene, it looked like there was water all across the front of the stage.
Oh,
I don't know how they do all that, but everything was kind of surreal. I don't know. It was something else. And then it was something else when we tried to get out of the parking garage.
I'll bet.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. And my daughter-in-law said, "I'm going to get behind this red car because it looks like it'll move out into the line." So we sat there about 5 minutes. And they weren't doing anything. So she backed up and got behind in the little beige car.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it nudged out, and she went right behind it. So
okay.
And finally got in line. But
yeah. Well, a good time was had by all. That's neat. Yes, it is a wonderful theater.
It was very, very nice. I enjoyed it.
Good.
It was part of my Christmas present.
Yay. All right. Good deal.
Oops, I almost dropped it.
Yeah.
You got other callers?
No, well, I do, but that's all right. I'm talking to you right now. So,
I talked to you right after I had COVID in July.
Yeah.
And that took a while to get everything back in order.
How do you feel
and
now?
Then I had a tooth extraction.
Oh,
then
no.
I had an EKG that they wanted me to have a stress test. Mm. I had that. Mm. They told me a coronary artery was almost all blocked.
Mm.
Had an angiogram, and they said, no, it's fine.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez. Well, I'll go with that. I like that answer better.
It's been a bad summer.
I guess. Geez. Now, with all that in mind, perfect time to talk about the world's worst hit records. What do you hate?
Oh, let the dogs out.
Yeah, no, and that's it? Just one? We're only getting one out of you? Okay.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, you're sounding fine. Sorry about Mr. Chubbs. I don't know how to cure him of his cardboard fetish, but at least it wasn't boxes of chocolate ice cream.
It's toilet paper, Kleenex, library books. I don't know. Anything paper, cardboard, he loves.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting.
I didn't shut the door right.
Yeah.
My fault, really.
Well, I take it he's no worse for wear.
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
He's forgotten all about it 5 minutes later. So.
Well, yeah, until he sees the next piece of cardboard. Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice talking to you again, Raleigh.
Oh, yes.
I enjoyed it.
You're sounding great, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Okay,
thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so yeah, we hadn't heard from Elizabeth in a while, and it was sort of a mixed report there. Yeah, Coronado Theater is nice. COVID's not. All right, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
What's up?
I have to comment about her dog and paper products. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about a lot of dogs, but my dog likes, if I drop a piece of paper of some sort, paper towel, not used toilet paper, he picks it up and he runs to the other room. It's like, I don't, and he starts chewing. He doesn't eat it. He just likes to chew it apart. I don't know what's up with that, but that's a thing, I guess.
Well, it's the it's the sensation of ripping up the paper.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
But now what I'm wondering about is, well, what in their diet is missing that they feel they need to eat paper? And then of course, boredom and anxiety will do it too. But of course, if it's anything that you have come in contact with, maybe wipe your mouth with a napkin or something, well, that has an appealing scent right there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I should ask the vet next time I go. It's like, anything interesting?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, ask him if he has pica. He'll laugh you out of the office, but you never know. All right, so.
True. Okay, well, I actually, since you're on later today, I have about 5 songs that I'm going to nominate. And I wrote them down. And
okay.
The first one, it's funny. It's like the lady earlier just said, who let the dogs out? That's number one on my list for today.
Okay. What else?
Also, we've got Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Polka Dot Bikini.
Yes.
I'm not sure who did that, but I can't
stand Brian Hyland, yes, 1960, Brian Hyland, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Yes, absolutely. What else you got?
Okay, and I don't know if it matters whose version, but American Pie. Oh, I can't stand that song.
Well, the hit version, Don McLean, would probably be the one. Okay.
And I like Cher, but this song gets on my nerves, Believe.
Believe, okay. I don't even know if I've heard it, but all right. What else you got?
I believe in love after love. Anyway, I'll stop singing. My last one is, I got a Meat Loaf song on my list. I'd do anything for love.
Okay.
That's about it for today.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Have a good night,
good deal.
You and John. Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. I need to be relatively quick about this because we've got calls. Yeah, real honest to God calls. I believe Carl in Riverside. Now, We'll and also, I do have a request to play, but this is a request that also is on the world's worst hit list, so I saved it for late at night on a night like this, and you'll either love it or absolutely hate it, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio will forego that bumper that you'll either love or most likely hate until next week, because I realize that just looking at the clock, I've got less than 6 minutes and more than five calls, so we'll see how we do on that ratio. Carl and Riverside, welcome to WGN Radio.
I tuned in last night right from the get-go. I heard you mention my name, and I just want to make it clear that I don't hate you for bringing up Bruno Mars.
Oh, no, that's fine. Gaga. That's fine. Yes, you won't. You will not be hearing it. No, you won't. But
Hey, what if I said to you Fontella Bass? Would that be a little bit better?
We love Fontella Bass, but...
We play her a lot,
you know, and of course, Rescue Me, the big hit, that was our buddy Renard Minor, sadly, who died earlier this year, who wrote that. Yeah.
Hey, I got two for the bad list,
okay.
And then I'll let you go.
What you
good
got?
Good enough?
Yeah, what
okay,
you got?
Okay, if I said you, ting tang, walla walla, bing bing.
Yeah, that was the first excursion of what would become the Chipmunks. That's David Seville and a Witch Doctor.
Right, and then the other one I thought of, and maybe somebody mentioned that, Purple People Eater comes to mind. I don't know why.
Yeah, it always makes me laugh because Sheb Woolley, who sung that, hated rock and roll. I mean, hated it as much as Mitch Miller. And he did that record as sort of a pimp. You know, he didn't expect any, and it becomes like number one, and he was horrified. So, yes, okay, Purple People Eater, you got it.
Hey, there you go, Raleigh. Hit listen. Thanks a lot. You have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so, Sheb was funny. He did a lot of country parodies under the name Ben Colder, and some of those were very funny. But, yeah, his man hated rock and roll. I don't know what was wrong with him. Karen in Madison, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I just wanted to add one song.
And
tell you all I care about all of you and have a good weekend. It's Achy Breaky.
Okay,
I hate it.
Billy Ray Cyrus. All right, now
I heard somebody say it the other night, so you need people to add to it.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's good. Now, did you hate it when it first came out, or did you hate it because you heard
it
too much? Oh, okay. So it was hate it first here. Okay, good deal.
That's right.
All right. So thank you.
Please all be safe and have a good weekend.
You too.
I'll
thanks,
talk
Karen.
To you next week.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving, and we'll be playing your top 10. And it is a cumulative total, so you will want to second the songs you hear, just like Karen did. It was perfect. Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have some good news and some bad news. First off, I'm meeting Kim on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Culver's in Delavan.
Excellent. That's the best news of all.
Yes. And then the second news, if you can explain to me, my brother, who's going to be driving me, had a stress test last week. He just found out today that he had a cardiac infarction.
Okay.
And he said something about that a valve is not letting enough blood through.
Right.
And I'm going, well, what are they going to do, you know? And he said that, I'm just on medication. And then if nothing goes wrong, I'll see you in May, you know?
Uh-huh.
So what is a cardio infarction?
Well, it's a heart attack. An infarction is actually like a heart attack of sorts. And so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there was an event, but the real issue is that that they found something that's ongoing, and you know, but yeah, myocardial infarction is the formal name for heart attack. So I guess that the test showed that he had previous damage because of an event. So
right, but he's never had a heart attack, but.
That he knows of. That's why I say they're silent heart attacks are more common than you know.
Right, and he's had, he said in the past, he's had two tests where they go, you know, up and look at all your valves and everything.
Right.
And he's passed all those.
Right.
So, but I mean,
well, where,
for them to come out and
where
say,
is the blockage?
You get on,
well, where's the blockage? What's being...
It says it's a valve that's not letting enough blood go through.
Well, and we can talk about this next week when you get more information. But I want to know which valve, that makes a difference. And
he didn't say because he doesn't describe things very well.
Well, if they're medicating it, then obviously they don't think they need to go in there and do something immediately. So that's good news. Hopefully they'll watch it.
And my doctors have known for the last 4 or 5 years that I have a valve that's leaking that lets in too much blood.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, don't worry about it. I didn't know anything about it, so I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
And then I have other good news for you.
Well, I got less than a minute, so tell me quickly.
Connor McDavid on your favorite team, the Oilers, scored his 1,000th point tonight, and he ended up being number 4 on the list of being the quickest player to gain 1,000 points in a career.
All right. Go Edmonton. Good deal. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
So 20 seconds. That's it. And those 20 seconds here quickly go to Chuck in Rockford, who's been to the Coronado Theater many times, but the 20 seconds, now it's 15 seconds.
Hi again.
Seconds. Yes.
Hi and bye, I guess.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. You too. All right, so on that note, that's a wrap. It was a wonderful 20 minutes, and Monday it's a full show, trivia, a replay of trivia of some sort tomorrow night. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. I thank you for calling. Yes, that was a nice showing, I'll tell you what. So we'll do it all again Monday for trivia. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.